Kufa is the city which is about 10 kilometers northeast of Najaf. It's about 170 kilometers south of Baghdad, and it's actually on the banks of the River Furat or the River Euphrates. It was the capital of the authority of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and houses the famous Masjid al-Kufa, which is one of the four mosques in which, if you're a traveler, you have a choice to pray Qasr or the full Salah. These mosques being Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, Masjid al-Nabi in Medina, Masjid al-Kufa, and the Masjid of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the Haram of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala. Masjid al-Kufa is one of the oldest mosques built in the 7th century. It is here where Prophet Nuh alayhi salam constructed his ark. If you pray one wajib salah, you get the thawab of an accepted hajj, and it's equivalent to 1,000 rakats of salah prayed elsewhere. If you recite a mustahab salah here, you get the thawab of one accepted umrah. This mosque has had more than 1,070 prophets and their successors prayed here. And it is reported that Imam al-Asr, ajalallahu farajah, will come and pray here after his dhuhr. Even to sit in this mosque and do nothing, you get the thawab of doing ibadah. Absolutely awesome mosque, and most of us know it when we hear the masayib, when we hear the murder of Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he was hit on the head, the fatal blow by Abdurrahman ibn Mulajim, may Allah's la'na be on him. On the 21st of Ramadan. So, again in this mosque, start off by izn dukhul. It is better to enter through Babul Fil, the door of the elephant. And izn dukhul is the same as we talked about in Najaf, which was Allahumma inni waqaftu ala babi bayti min buyuti nabiyyika wa ali nabiyyika alayhi wa alayhim as-salam. And then to say, adkhulu ya Rasulullah, may I enter ya Rasulullah, adkhulu ya Hujjatullah, may I enter, or the proof of Allah, adkhulu ya Malaikatullahi al-Muqarribin, may I enter, or the close angels of Allah. To enter with your right foot, with humility, and to say Bismillahi wa billahi wa fi sabilillahi wa ala millati rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. Allahumma ghafirli wa rahamni wa tub alayya innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. To be able to say these things in the name of Allah and by Allah, in the way of Allah, in the religion of the Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him and his family. Oh Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me, and turn towards me, for you are the most forgiving and merciful. There are several recommended places here, and each place to recite Salah, the Tasbih of Sayyidah Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, and to ask for one's hajat. So let's look at each of these places. Let's first look at Maqam Ibrahim, the place of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and this is situated on the door of Anmat, opposite what is known as the fifth pillar. Recommended to recite 4 rakat salah, 2 rakat with alhamd and ikhlas, and 2 with alhamd and qadr. Recite the tasbih of Sayyidah Fatimah Zahra alayhi salam, and then say, As-salamu ala ibadillahi s-salihin al-rashidin al-ladhin adhab Allahu anhum ar-ritsa wa tahhirhum tathira wa ja'alahum anbiya wa mursaleen wa hujjata ala khalqi ajma'in wa salamu ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen dhalika taqdiru al-azizi al-aleem. Peace be on the upright guided servants of Allah, from whom Allah has removed all impurities and has purified them. He sent them as prophets and proof on all his creatures. Peace be upon the Prophet, peace be to Allah, the Rabb of the universe. That is the decree of the most powerful, the most knowing. And they 7 times, when you've got there, say, Salamun ala Nuh fil alameen. Peace be upon Nuh in the universe. You then come to a station called Daqqatul Qadha. Now this was the courtroom of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and it was a building in the Mosque of Kufa which resembled a shop. Imam Ali alayhi salam used to sit there to pass judgments. There was a small sign, there was a small pillar in it, on which was written the verse of Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. God commands that you do things with uprightness and justice. And it's recommended to recite a 2 rakah salah, with any surah after Surah Al-Fatiha, do the tasbih of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, and then to say, Ya Maliki wa Mumalliki wa Mutaghammadi bin na'mi al-jisam min ghayr istihqaqi wajhi khadi'a lima ta'aluhu al-aqdam li jalali wajhika al-kareem la taj'al hadhihi al-shiddati wa la hadhihi al-mihnata mutasallitun bi-istiqsali al-sha'afati وامنحني من فضلك ما لم تمنح به أحدا من غيري مسعلا أنت القديم الأول الذي لم تزل ولا تزال صلي على محمد وعلى محمد واغفر لي ورحمني وزق عملي وبارك لي في أجلي واجعلني من أتقائك وتلقائك من النار برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين Oh my master, my bestower, who covers me with vast bounties without my deserving it. My essence submits to all steps leading to the might of your noble presence. Don't let this difficulty or test lead to my death. Grant me by your grace, which you have not granted anyone without being asked. You are the foremost who was not born and will not die. Send your blessings on Muhammad and on the family of Muhammad. Forgive and have mercy on me. Make my actions pure. Bless me in my decree. Makes me amongst those who are free from Jahannam by your mercy, O the Most Merciful One. You then come to the station of what is known as Bayt al-Tasht, the house of the wash basin, and it takes its name from an incident in which a young girl whose stomach has distended was falsely accused of adultery. Imam Ali alayhi salam asked her to sit in a wash basin which had black mud, moist mud in it. And suddenly the stomach gradually came down and something came out. And it was found that it was a leech who had entered her womb and was feeding on her basically, and was growing so large inside her, and it felt like there was a baby inside. And the leech, on smelling the mud, on the smell of the mud, came out of her body, and this way a just verdict was and a cure was given to her, which literally saved her life. So here at Bayt al-Tasht, recite 2 rakat salah. Once you have recited, once you have completed and done the tasbih of Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra alayha salam, then recite, Allahumma inni dhakartu tawheedi iyaka wa ma'arifati bik wa ikhlasi laka wa iqrari bi rububiyatik wa zakartu wa li'ayata man an'amta alayya bi ma'arifatihim min bariyatik محمد وإدرته صلى الله عليهم ليوم فزعي إليك آجلا واجلا وقد فزعت إليك وإليهم يا مولاي في هذا اليوم وفي موقفي هذا وسألتك ما زقى من نعمتك وإذاحة ما أخشاه من نقمتك والبركة فيما رزقتني وتحسين صدري من كل هم وجانحة ومعصية في ديني ودنياي وآخرتي يا أرحم الراحمين. To say, O Allah, I have accumulated my praises of unity for you only and my knowledge of you only. My sincerity is for you and I profess to you rububiyya. I have kept my allegiance for the one whose knowledge you have blessed me with amongst your creation, Muhammad and his family, peace be upon them. For the day of anxiety when I hasten to you, I have sought asylum in you and in them. O my master, on this day and in this position of mine, I ask you to increase your blessings and remove your retributions that I fear. Grant me blessings in the sustenance that you bestow. I ask that you strengthen my heart in all difficulties and sins, in my religion, in my world and in my hereafter. O the most merciful of the merciful. Then go to what is known as Daqatul Mi'raj, or the place of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The place is near his mihrab. It's near a long stone which is erected in front of the famous engraved place known as the place of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Again, pray 2 rakat salat with Alhamd and Ikhlas, and in the second rakat, recite the same. And when you finish, after the tasbih, say, Allahumma anta as-salam, wa minka as-salam, wa ilayka ya'udu as-salam, wa daruka daru as-salam. Hayyinan rabbana minka bis-salam. Allahumma inni sallaytu hadhihi as-salah, abtigha rahmatik wa radwanik wa maghfiratik wa ta'zeeman li masjidik. Allahumma فصلي على محمد وآل محمد وارفعها في إليين وتقبلها مني يا أرحم الراحمين. Oh Allah, you are the peace and from you is peace and peace returns to you. Your abode is the abode of peace. Enliven us, O our Rabb, with peace from you. Oh Allah, I've offered these prayers seeking your mercy, pleasure and forgiveness out of respect of your mosque. Oh Allah, send your blessings on Muhammad and on the family of Muhammad and raise the prayers to the station of Iliyin in heaven and accept these prayers for me, O the most merciful of the merciful. Remember, this is the spot where known as Mi'raj, because in Mi'raj, Rasulullah sought permission from Allah to come and pray here, and he descended to earth at this spot. The next one is known as Maqam-e Adam alayhi salam, and it is here that Prophet Adam alayhi salam did tawbah to Allah when he committed his tarki awla, or the mistake of eating of the fruits of the tree. It is said that 60,000 angels descend here every day to pray. It is also the place where Imam Ali alayhi salam used to pray. Stop here, face Qibla, and say Bismillahi wa billahi wa ala millati Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Assalamu ala abina Adama wa ummina Hawa. Assalamu ala habil al maqtuli dhulman wa aduwana. Assalamu ala mawahibillahi wa ridwani. Assalamu ala shaytha safwatillahi مختار الأمين وعلى الصفة الصادقين من ذريته الطيبين أولهم وآخرهم. السلام على إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب وعلى ذريتهم المختارين. السلام على موسى كليم الله. السلام على عيسى روح الله. السلام على محمد بن عبد الله خاتم النبيين. السلام على أمير المؤمنين وذريته الطيبين ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم في الأولين. السلام عليكم في الآخرين. السلام على فاطمة الزهراء. السلام على العيمة الهادين شهداء الله على خلقي. السلام على الرقيب الشاهدي على الأمم لله رب العالمين. In the name of Allah, by Allah, and on the path of the Prophet of Allah, there is no God but Allah. Muhammad is the Prophet of Allah. Peace be on our father Adam and on our mother Hawa and on Habil, the one who was killed unjustly due to enmity. Peace be on the gifts of Allah and his pleasures. Peace be on Sheath, the chosen one of Allah, the trustworthy one and the truthful, pure one from his pure progeny, the first and the last. Peace be on Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, and on their progeny. Peace be on Musa, the one who spoke to Allah, on Isa, the spirit of Allah. Peace be on Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the seal of the prophets. Peace be on Amir al-Mu'mineen and his pure progeny. May the mercy and blessings of Allah be on them. Peace be on you at the beginning and at the end. Peace be on Fatima al-Zahra. Peace be on the imams, the guides bearing witness to Allah and his creatures. Peace be on the watchers, one who bear witness on the nations of Allah, the Lord of the universe. Recite 4 rakat salah in the first, Suratul Hamd and Qadr, in the second, Hamd and the Ikhlas, and repeat the same in the third and fourth rakat. And when you have finished and have done the tasbih of Fatimatul Zahra alayhi salam, then recite, اللهم إن كنت قد أسيتك فإني قد أتأتك في الإيمان مني بك من منك علي لعمن مني عليك وأتأتك في أحب الأشياء إليك لم أتخذ لك ولدا ولم أدعو لك شريكا وقد أسيتك في أشياء كثيرة على غير وجه المقابر وللخروج عن عبوديتك وللجهود لربوبيتك ولكن اتبعت هوايا وأزلني الشيطان بعد الحجج بعد الحجة علي والبيان فإن تعذبني فبذنوب غير ظالم لي وإن تعف عني وترحمني فبجودك وكرمك يا كريم اللهم إن ذنوبي لم يبق لها إلا رجاء عفوك وقد قدمت آلة الحرمان فأنا أسألك اللهم ما لا أستوجبه وأطلب منك ما لا أستحقه اللهم إن تعذبني فبذنوبي ولم تظلمني شيئا وإن تغفر لي فخير راحم أنت يا سيدي اللهم أنت وأنا أنت العواد بالمغفرة وأنا الأواد بالذنوب وأنت المتفضل بالحلم وأنا الأواد بالجهل. اللهم فإني أسألك يا كنز الضعفاء يا عظيم الرجاء يا منقذ الغرقى يا منجي الحلقى يا يميت الأحياء يا محيي الموتى أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت. أنت الذي سجد لك شعاع الشمس وضوي الماء وحفيف الشجر ونور القمر وظلمة الليل وضوء النهار وخفقان الطير. فاسألك اللهم يا عظيم بحق قال محمد وعاله الصادقين وبحق محمد وعاله الصادقين عليك وبحق قال علي وبحق علي عليك وبحق قال فاطمة وبحق فاطمة عليك وبحق قال الحسن وبحق الحسن عليك وبحق قال الحسين وبحق الحسين عليك. فإن حقوقهم عليك من أفضل إنعامك عليهم وبشأن الذي لك عندهم وبشأن الذي لهم عندك. صل عليهم يا ربي صلاة دائمة منتهى رضاك واغفر لي بهم الذنوب التي بيني وبينك وأرض أني خلقك وأتمم علي نعمتك كما أتممتها على آبائي من قبل ولا تجعل لأحد من المخلوقين علي فيها امتنان وامنن علي كما مننت على آبائي من قبل يا قافها يا إنصاد. اللهم كما صليت على محمد وآله فاستجب لي دعائي فيما سألت يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم. O my Allah, if I have disobeyed you, then I have obeyed by my complete faith in you. Bestow your favors on me, for I cannot do favors to you. I have obeyed you in the things you love most. I don't attribute a son to you, nor do I associate or partner with you. I have disobeyed you in many things, without being arrogant or denying worship to you, nor denying your lordship. But I followed my desires and shaitan misguided me, even though I had clear proofs and signs. If you punish me, then it'll be due to my sins. You will not be unjust to me. If you forgive me and have mercy on me, then it'll be due to your generosity and nobility. O the noble one, O my Allah, there is no recourse in my sins except hope in your forgiveness. I have come with the tools of depravity, so I ask you, O Allah, what I did not deserve, and I seek from you what I am not worthy of. O Allah, if you punish me, it will be due to my sins, and you will not have wronged me at all. But if you forgive me, it will be because you are the most merciful. O my Master, O Allah, you are what you are, and I am what I am. You are the one who repeatedly forgives. I am the one who repeatedly sins. You are the one who bestows forbearance, whereas I return to ignorance. O Allah, I ask you, O the one who is the treasury of the weak ones, O the mighty in hopes, O the one who saves those who drown, O the one who saves those who are destroyed, O the one who takes away life, O the one who gives life to the dead. You are Allah, there is no God but you. You are the one to whom the rays of the sun bow down, the water moves, the rustling of the trees, the light of the moon, the darkness of the night, the brightness of the day and the fluttering of the birds submit to you. So I ask you, Allah, O most great, by your right on Muhammad and his truthful family, by the right of Muhammad and his family on you. I ask you by your right on Ali and the right of Ali on you, the right of Fatima and the right of Fatima on you, the right of Hassan and the right of Hassan on you, and the right of Hussein and the right of Hussein on you. Their rights are due to your blessings on them and due to the status they enjoy in front of you. Send your blessings on them, Ya Rab, with eternal blessings and your utmost pleasure. Because of them, forgive the sins that come between you and me. Make your creatures happy with me and perfect your blessings on me, just as you did to my ancestors before. Do not make any of your creatures favor me. Bestow your favors on me, just as you bestowed favors on my ancestors before. O Ghaf Haya Ain Saad, O Allah, as you send blessings on Muhammad and his family, so answer my prayers concerning what I have asked of you. O the noble one, the noble one, the noble one, the noble one. Then go into sajda, and in sajda say, Ya man yaqdir ala hawaij as-sa'ilin wa ya'lamu ma fi adh-dhamir as-samitin, ya man la yahtaju ila at-tafsir, ya man ya'lamu khainat al-ayun wa ma taqfi as-sudur, ya man anzala al-'adhab ala qaumi yunus wa huwa yuriddu alla yu'adhibahum fad'uhu wa tadarrau ilayhi faqashafa anhum al-'adhab wa mata'ahum ila heen. قدر مكاني وتسمع دعائي وتعلم سري وعلانيتي وحالي. صل على محمد وعلى محمد. وقفني ما أهمني من أمر ديني ودنياي وآخرتي. One who has power over the needs of those who ask, knows what is in the minds of the silent, of the one who doesn't require explanation, or the one who recognizes the deception of the eyes and what the hearts conceal, or the one who sends down punishment on the people of Yunus. When he wanted to punish them, they implored and beseeched him. He removed the punishment and let them live. O Allah, you have seen my position, you've heard my du'as, you know my private and public life and my circumstances. Send your blessings on Muhammad and his family. Remove what troubles me in the affairs of my religion, my world and my hereafter. And 70 times, say, Ya Sayyidi, O my Master. Lift your head from sajda and then say, Ya Rabbi, as'aluka barakata hadha al-mawdi'i wa barakata ahli, was'aluka an tarzuqni min rizqika rizqan halalan tayyiban, tasuqutu ilayya bihawlika wa quwwatik, wa ana khaidun fi afiyatin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. O Allah, O Rabb, I ask you for the blessings of this place and the blessings of its people. I ask you to bestow on me sustenance that is halal and pure. By your power and might, I ask for good health. O the most merciful of the merciful. Then go to Maqam Jibreel. This is the fifth pillar. Here, ask for your du'as. It is narrated that this is where Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam used to pray, and also where Jibreel used to come, as denoted by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Again, pray two rakat salah. Recite Surah Al-Hamd and any other surah. When you've done Tasbih Fatimah al-Zahra, then recite the following du'a. اللهم إني أسألك بجميع أسمائك كلها ما علمنا منها وما لا نعلم وأسألك باسمك العظيم الأعظم الكبير الأكبر الذي من دعاك به أجبته ومن سألك به أعطيته ومن استنصرك به نصرته ومن استغفرك به غفرت له ومن استعانك به أعانته ومن استرزقك به رزقته ومن استغاثك به أغثت ومن استرحمك به رحمت ومن استجارك به أجرت ومن توكل عليك به كفيت ومن استعصمك به عصمت ومن استنقذك به من النار أنقذت ومن استعطفك به تعطفت له ومن عملك به أعطيت الذي اتخذت به آدم صفيا ونوحا نجيا وإبراهيم خليلا وموسى كليما وعيسى روحا ومحمدا حبيبا وعليا وصيا صلى الله عليه أجمعين أن تقضي لي حوائجي وتعفو عما سلف من ذنوبي وتتفضل علي بما أنت أعلو ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات للدنيا والآخرة يا مفرج هم المحمومين ويا غياث الملهوفين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, I ask you by all your names that we know and those that we don't know. I ask you by your great, powerful, greatest names. Anyone who implores you by these names, you respond to them. And one asks you by these names, you give. When we seek your help through them, you help. When one seeks forgiveness, you forgive. When one seeks assistance, you assist. When one seeks sustenance, you sustain. When one beseeches you, you help. When one seeks mercy, you give mercy. When one seeks protection, you grant protection. When one depends on you through them, you prove to be sufficient. When one seeks refuge, you grant them shelter. When one seeks salvation from the fire of Jahannam, you deliver them. When one seeks kindness, you turn to them in kindness. When one has hope in you, you fulfill the hopes. Through the names, you took Adam as a friend, Nuh as a confidant, Ibrahim as a beloved friend. Through them, you spoke to Musa. You chose Isa as a spirit, Muhammad as a beloved, and Ali as a successor. May the peace of Allah be on all of them. Fulfill my needs, forgive my sins, bestow on me all that you are worthy of, and all the believing men and women in this and the next world. O the one who removes difficulties, O those who are in difficulty, the one who helps those who are in grief, there is no God but you. Glory be to you, O Rabb of the universe. The next maqam is the maqam of Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, and it is known as the third pillar, close to the door of Qinda. Here, recite two rakat salah in both of the rakat, Surah Al-Hamd, followed by any surah you want. When you're finished, again, there is a beautiful dua. And the dua goes like this. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma inni dhunubi qad kathrat wa lam yabqa laha illa raja wa afiqa wa qad qaddamtu alat al-hirman ilayk. فأنا أسألك اللهم ما لا أستوجبه وأطلبه منك ما لا أستحقه اللهم إن تعذبني فبذنوبي ولم تظلمني شيئا وإن تغفر لي فخير راهم أنت يا سيدي اللهم أنت أنت وأنا أنا أنت الأواد بالمغفرة وأنا الأواد بالذنوب وأنت المتفضل بالهلم وأنا الأواد بالجهل اللهم فإني أسألك يا كنز الضعفاء يا عظيم الرجاء يا منقذ الغرقى يا منجي الحلقى يا يميت الأحياء يا محيي الموتى أنت الله الذي لا إله إلا أنت أنت الذي سجد لك شعاع الشمس ونور القمر وظلمة الليل وضوء النهار وخفقان الطير فسألك اللهم يا عظيم بحقك يا كريم على محمد وعلي الصادقين وبحق محمد وعلي الصادقين عليك وبحق قال علي وبحق علي عليك وبحق قال فاطمة وبحق فاطمة عليك وبحق قال الحسن وبحق الحسن عليك وبحق قال الحسين وبحق الحسين عليك فإن حقوقه من أفضل إنعامك عليهم وبشأن الذي لك عندهم وبشأن الذي لهم عندك صل يا ربي عليهم صلاة دائمة منتهى رضاك واغفر لي بهم الذنوب التي بيني وبينك وأتم نعمتك علي كما أتممت على آبائي من قبل يا قاف يا عين صاد اللهم كما صليت على محمد وآل محمد فاستجب لي دعائي فيما سألتك. Then going to sajda, put your right cheek on the ground and say, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Sayyidi, Salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, waghfir li, waghfir li. O my Master, O my Master, O my Master, send your blessings on Muhammad and his family and forgive me, forgive me. Say this repeatedly while you're crying and in complete humility. And then ask for your hajat, for your dua. The next maqam is known as Daqqatu Bab Amirul Mu'mineen, but it's also known as Maqam Nuh, also known as Babul Faraj, in essence the door of your hajat. It is a stone located at the door of the central mosque near the house of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Recite 4 rakat salah here, any surah that you wish after Surah Al-Fatiha, and then there is again a beautiful dua which says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad waqdi hajati ya Allah. Ya man la yakhibu sa'iluhu wa la yanfadu na'ilu. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya mujib al-da'wat. Ya rabbi al-ardina wa samawat. Ya qashif al-qurbat, ya wasi al-atiyat. Ya dafi al-naqimat, ya mubaddil al-sayyat, ya hasanat. قد علي بتولك وفضلك وإحسانك واستجب دعائي فيما سألتك وطلبت منك بحق نبيك ووصيك وأوليائك الصالحين. Oh Allah, send your blessings on Muhammad and his family, fulfill my needs. Oh, the one who doesn't disappoint one, the one who asks him and doesn't destroy the hopes of one who hopes in him. Oh, the one who fulfills desires, answers du'as. Oh, Rabb of the heavens and the earth. Oh, the one who removes difficulties. Oh, the one who gives in plenty. Oh, the one who prevents distresses. Oh, the one who changes evil into good. Help me by your grace and favor. Answer the supplication that I ask and seek from you. I ask by your prophet and your vicegerent and your upright friends. Ask for your hajat, recite 2 rakat salah, and you, when you finish the tasbih, say, Allahumma inni halaltu bisahatika li ilmi biwahdaniyatika wa samadaniyatika wa annahu la qadira la qadai hajati ghayruk. وقد علمت يا ربي أنه كلما شاهدت نعمتك علي اشتدت فاقتي إليك وقد ترقني يا ربي من محم عمري ما قد عرفته لأنك عالم غير معلم وأسألك بالاسم الذي وضعته على السماوات فانشقت على الأرضين فانبسطت وعلى النجوم فانتشرت وعلى الجبال فاستقرت وسلك بالاسم الذي جعلته عند محمد وعند علي وعند الحسن وعند الحسين وعند العمة كلهم صلوات الله عليهم أجمعين أن تصلي على محمد وآل محمد وأن تقضي لي يا ربي حاجتي وتيسر عسيرها وتغفيني مهمها وتفتح لي قفلها فإن فعلت ذلك فلك الحمد وإن لم تفعل فلك الحمد غير جائز في حكمك ولا خائف في عدلك. Oh Allah, I've come in front of you due to my knowledge of your unity and independence, and I know that no one can fulfill my needs apart from you. Oh my Rabb, I know that as much as I testify to your blessings, my need for you increases. My Rabb, difficulties in my matters have overcome me. You know them since you know without being taught. I ask you by your name, which when you place on the heavens, they split. When you place on the earth, it becomes level. When placed on the stars, they disperse, and the mountains, they flatten. I ask you by your names that have been kept with Muhammad, Ali, Hassan, and Hussein, and all the Imams. May blessings be upon them. Send your blessings on Muhammad and his family. Oh, my Rabb, fulfill my needs. Lighten the difficulties. Make me sufficient in my difficulties. Open its locks for me. If you do that, then praise be to you. And if you do not, even then praise be to you. There is no injustice in your decisions, nor any wrong done in your justice. Then place your right cheek on the ground and say, Allahumma in Yunus ibn Matta abdaka wa nabiyyaka da'aqa fi batni al-hud fastajabta la wa ana ad'uka fastajib li bihaqqi Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. O Allah, Yunus, your slave and the Prophet, asked you from the stomach of the fish, and you answered him. So I ask you, answer me by Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. Ask for your hajat, then put your left cheek on the ground and say, Allahumma innaka amarta bid-du'a wa takaffalta bil-ijaba wa ana ad'uka kama amartani fa salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa stajib li kama wa'adtani ya kareem. O Allah, you have commanded me to do du'a and you have promised to answer. So I'm asking you as you have commanded. Send your blessings on Muhammad and his family. Answer me as you have promised, O noble one. Go into sajda again and say, Ya mu'azza kulla dhalil wa ya mudhilla kulla aziz ta'alamu qurbati fa salli ala Muhammadin wa ali wa farraj anni ya kareem. One who gives power to those who are abased, demeans those who are powerful. You know my difficulties. Send your blessings on Muhammad and his family. Remove my difficulties, O the Most Honorable One. Now go to the mihrab of Imam Ali al-Islam, where he was fatally wounded by the sword of Abdul Rahman ibn Mulchim. Offer 2 rakat salah. In each rakat, Surah Al-Fatiha followed by any surah. When you finish and recite the tasbih of Sayyida, then say, Ya man adhara al-jameel wa satra al-qabi, Ya man lam yuakhith bil-jarirati wa lam yahtaq al-sitr wa sarira, Ya azim al-af, Ya hasan al-tajawuz, Ya wasi al-maghfira, Ya basit al-yadayni bil-rahma, Ya sahib kulli najwa, Ya muntaha kulli shakwa, يا قريم الصف يا عظيم الرجاء يا سيدي صل على محمد وآل محمد وافعل بي ما أنت حلو يا كريم. Or the one who manifests goods and hides evil, or the one who is not unjust in his punishment, who doesn't divulge what is concealed and secret, or the one who is great in forgiving and most kind in overlooking, or the one who is vast in forgiveness, or the one whose hands are open in mercy, or the one who knows every plot and is the end of every complaint, or the most noble in forgiving, or the one who is great in placing one's hope in. O my Master, bless Muhammad and his family. Treat me with what you are worthy of, O the Most Noble One. Finally, go to the maqam of Imam Sadiq al-Islam. Offer 2 rakat salah. When you finish the salah, you finish your tasbih, then say, Ya saniya kulli masnu' wa ya jabira kulli qasir wa ya hadira kulli mala' wa ya shahida kulli najwa wa ya alima kulli khafiyya wa ya shahidan ghayra ghaib wa ya ghaliban ghayra maghloob ويا قريبا غير بعيد ويا مونس كل وحيد ويا حيا حين لا حي غيره يا محيي الموتى ومميت الأحياء القائم على كل نفس بما كسبت لا إله إلا أنت صل على محمد وآل محمد. Now for your hajat. or the one who fashions everything that is fashioned, puts right everything that is broken, or the one who is present at every gathering, or the one who witnesses every plot and knows all the secret, or one who is present not absent and is triumphant without being defeated, or the one who is close without being far, the one who is intimate to those alone, or the one who is alive when there is no one living but him, or the one who gives life to the dead, takes away life. One who is aware what every soul learns, there is no God but you. Send your blessings on Muhammad and the family of Muhammad.